Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Well, it's been a tough four games for South East Melbourne Phoenix, but they've got three games coming up in a week, starting with the Bullets on Monday night. And their coach, Simon Mitchell, has been good enough to join us this morning. Morning, Simon.
Morning, Julian. How you
be? Very good, thank you. Yeah, sticky patch, as we mentioned, just before we get stuck into that, just the latest on Mitch Creek. That looked nasty, but it sounds like the result wasn't too bad.
Yeah, he's out for a little while, in the sense of this week. He's not on the training track. He's just doing some individuals, getting his depth perception back. He's no longer wearing the patch, which is good. He didn't look, make for a good pirate. But, he should be all right for Monday night, which is great news for the team.
What was the fear that what damage that could have been? Anything around the eye can be very nasty. And we've seen, you know, players miss significant time with eye injuries. Was that a concern initially?
Yeah, well... you get into those situations and you kind of ponder the worst. We feel like our luck's been pretty bad, so we're probably due for some good news. So, yeah, we're just thankful that he's taken care of well by the medical team up there in Cairns, and, he's going to be right for next week. So we're just thankful that he's good to go.
You were pretty strong in your comments post-match about some of the treatment Mitch was receiving, not that incident in particular. Has that been something you've followed up with the NBL since?
No, I will this week. We've been on the road since last year, and we only got back into town on Tuesday. So got a few things that are probably higher on the list of importance just at the moment. But, it'll be something I'll be making some time just to discuss, physicality and what is and what's not acceptable when we're driving to the rim. We've had a little bit of trouble getting to the free throw line in recent games. And we feel like we're attacking the rim with the same velocity as we had been earlier, and maybe it's not reaping the rewards. And Mitch is a huge part of that. So we're just going to find out what we can do better, and then hopefully our case is heard, and there may be some change that way.
In a way, does Mitch, because Mitch is a pretty aggressive player himself, he's a big, strong boy, does sometimes that work against him, and sometimes he probably doesn't get the calls his way that he should?
Oh, I think it falls throughout the league. Some of the stronger players, when they're matched up favourably down in the block, they receive a little extra treatment. So I think that's probably something throughout the league. It's not just exclusive to Mitch, but it's something that we certainly want to see rectified.
How tough, Simon, is this time of the year? And you're not the only team that goes through it. We know Melbourne United's on the road. Even the Wildcats have had to be on the road a little bit due to the United Cup being played over in Perth. How difficult is this time of the season to manage when you're playing on the road for a long time? And as you said, you spend not only playing on the road, but you're spending a long time away from Melbourne as well.
Yeah, it sets its challenges for you, certainly. But I feel like it's a great time for the team to bond and get together. We've got a really good group of young men, enjoy each other's company. And our time on the road has been quite pleasurable. But at the same time, we've been down a few soldiers and not having everybody there and working away from some of the guys. Also, it's good to be home, so we've got them back in the crew and we can get a few training sessions. We haven't trained much this year, going back to mid-December, really, just because of the schedule. And this week we've got we had our first training session yesterday where we could get up and down the floor and scrimmage a little bit. So that was really welcome. We need more of that, to get ourselves toughened and ready for the challenges that lay ahead.
It's been South East Melbourne Phoenix coach Simon Mitchell. They resume their NBL season on Monday night at home to the Bullets. They also play the Jack Jumpers and the Wildcats. So three games in 6 days. So it looks like you're going to get a couple of others back as well. Important players for you, Gary Brown and Troy Kell. Will they be available for Monday as well?
Yeah, Gary trained with the group for the first time in about 4 weeks yesterday and looked really dynamic. He's moving really well. We've just got to make sure that, you know, we fill the gas up for him. He's, whilst he's been working diligently on his fitness, once you get on the court, it's a different matter. So he'll really benefit from the sessions this week and get his lungs back. But he's moving really well. He's super quick. He's got all his agility back. So really pleased with what we saw out of with Gary. Trey's still battling a knee injury that he sustained down in the game in Hobart a few weeks ago. Was unable to get through the session yesterday, but we'll have another go with him today and see where he's at. But he should be right for Monday.
It's a pretty extraordinary NBL season. Apart from the Bullets and the Hawks, who are really struggling, it's very even. Obviously, the Kings top of the pile at the moment. Can you remember a season that has been this even and this unpredictable?
Yeah, I think we've probably had this occur probably for the last 3 or 4 years, where there's been a real strong depth amongst, and anyone can win on any given night. Even last year we had teams and ourselves with a winning record and unable to make the playoffs. So I feel like that's one of the key components of the NBL and why it's been lauded, across the world as being one of the best basketball competitions, just the evenness of the teams. Even Illawarra have had their difficulties in the wins and loss column, but they're serving it up every night and really holding teams to account. Brisbane have had their issues in recent times, but earlier in the season, they were, one of the championship favourites. So it's amazing how the twists and turns of the season present. And we've got some really good storylines to round out the last month and a bit of the season as well, as the who makes finals, who misses, who lands in the top two, and all the machinations that go into the playoffs.
I guess the good thing this year is for any team that has a winning record, you should at least get into the play-in for the playoffs. Do you like that system?
Yeah, I think it's the first year. We're a team that may very well be advantaged by it. I think teams that suffer sort of level of injuries that we have and the number of games missed by key players, it allows you just to get on a run and still qualify. You sustain a lot of damage throughout the course of the year and this sort of gives you that extra chance. But we'll wait and see how it all pans out. Because of the evenness, I think it's going to really do well. But there's also the scenario down the road where you might have a team who barely misses the top two by percentage or something and has a first-round game at home against an extraordinarily good opponent and goes out in the first round. It's going to ask questions will be asked, I guess, of what's the value of the regular season if you go all year round and it comes down to a sudden-death game. So it'll be interesting to see how it all will be played with by the NBL over the coming season to find that formula that really works for the greatest competition.
You mentioned the injuries that the problems you've had this season and, obviously the treatment that Mitch Creek has got. We've seen at Cairns, that they've had some issues with the way Keanu Pinder has been treated as well. Just the overall physicality of the NBL, just in your experience with some of the imports that you've had, has it taken them by surprise at times just how physical this league is?
I think there's physical leagues all around the world. I think the NBA is probably one of the least physical. The NBL fluctuates. We've had periods of time where it looked more like a cage match, if you go back to the early 2010s, and it was unappealing. And alterations have been made, and I think the product that's been put on the floor has improved. It's just striking that balance between allowing players to play freely and also allowing an element of physicality. You don't want it to be a touch sport. It should be a physical sport, but just making sure it's consistent and that's always a difficult task all over the world. It's real easy to point fingers at the officials, but everybody's got to make the adjustment and apply what's been adjudicated out there during the course of the game and on any given night. So it's just making the adjustments and being good at that and just having a really good communication with officials and finding out what their expectations are of the playing group, and that's something we'll endeavour to continue to do.
How does it work in the NBL? We, you know, here in the AFL, that there's this sort of regular contact with the umpiring department. The umpires over the pre-season come down and umpire some games and really take the players through new interpretations and things like that. How does it work in the NBL?
Yeah, not too dissimilar. During the pre-season, we'll obviously have access to the referees. They come out and do our pre-season games, and it's a good opportunity to sort of, you know, get their opinions on where the points of focus are going to be for the year. The head of official, Scott Butler, is in regular contact with all of the coaches on a weekly basis. He issues his weekly newsletter, explaining what are the points of emphasis that they're looking at this week, what they were happy with the previous week with the officials, and what needs work, and how can we help. So it's probably fairly similar to what the AFL do. I think you'll probably find that it's similar across most sports.
And just before I let you go, Simon, we know the South East Melbourne Phoenix have got some pretty famous basketballers in their ownership group. Are you about to have a very famous tennis player by the name of Nick Kyrgios join the ownership group as well?
That's what Twitter's telling me. to be frank with you, we've been on the road for 2 weeks, and I'm not a huge social media guy, and I haven't caught up on any of the news other than a quick glimpse of some rumour that came out last night. So not across it. I'm sure if that's the case, then the club will release that in their own time. But, kind of more focused on happenings on the floor at this point of the season.
Well, if it is, Nick, you can tell him maybe he can give you a home court back for a couple of weeks and maybe move the tennis somewhere else.
Yeah, I'm from a forehand anyway. So, any tips I can get if it's the case.
We'll find out more later today, I suspect, Simon. Hey, thanks so much for your time. It's a big week coming up. The Bullets, the Jack Jumpers, and finishing with the Wildcats on Sunday week. Good luck.
I appreciate that, Julian.